This is NPR.
Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News. Mount Juliet will soon see 24/7 drone coverage over the city. First responders plan to use a fleet of drones to more immediately get eyes on unfolding calls for help. For WPLN, Emily West reports.
Mount Juliet police will place the first set of drones on the south end of town, which has the highest call volume. So far, there hasn't been the same pushback as seen in Nashville, where police are testing drones now in the Madison area. Mount Juliet Police Chief Tyler Chandler said the drones will go out for emergency calls for service, not random patrols of the city. Here's how that will work. That drone will automatically launch, respond, hover over that incident, and begin to send real-time video playback to responders. During that testing period, Chandler said it helped during an in-progress burglary.
So the drone was there within 30 seconds and up in the air and watching the suspect vehicle, watching the suspect walk around the home before officers ever arrived.
Chandler said it takes officers anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes to arrive. He said using drones was an efficient use of technology. The full fleet should be up and flying by September. Emily West, WPLN News.
Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen of Memphis is calling an ultimatum to the families of sick and disabled migrant children morally repulsive and inhumane. Last week, the families of about 400 children in the Children's Special Services Program received notice from the state that they could either leave the last resort public health insurance by June 30th or have their information turned over to a state agency that collaborates with ICE. Now the Tennessee Lookout reports Cohen has sent a letter to Republican Governor Bill Lee urging him to reverse course. The letter appeals to Lee's Christian faith and asks him to consider how this policy will affect his legacy. A spokesperson for Lee tells the Lookout that the state is required to comply with applicable federal and state law. The outlet also reached out to the sponsor of a new state law that requires verification of immigration status for people 18 and up to receive public benefits. He says federal law still requires emergency rooms to provide life-saving care regardless of status.